There has been a lot of talk over the years about whether or not early breast cancer screening is beneficial or whether it can actually lead to overdiagnosis and whether it can cause more problems than it solves. And there's new debate about that because of what a University of Toronto public health professor is saying.
That's right. She's written an article in the journal Open Medicine looking at the data available with regards to mammograms and the outcome of the mammograms based on a woman's age. And this is because the Ontario branch of the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation has recommended women at average risk of the disease get mammograms at age 40. And she looks at the data and presents information in a different way, just so that we have a better understanding of what the risks are of screening in some cases. And we've talked about screening before, Mark, about how a screening test should be accurate enough so that you do not have a lot of people identified as being positive for a particular disease and not being, and those that are told that they don't have the disease and they actually do. So you need a test that's very accurate that way to avoid consequences of doing needless procedures or, in this case, mastectomies or lumpectomies. You don't want to cause harm. One of the central tenets of medicine is to do no harm to people. And so the data that she cites from the U.S. Preventative Task Force in the United States, which looks at evidence dispassionately and tries to present the information so people can make decisions, is that for women between 39 and 49, the number of women that you need to screen with a mammogram to save one life is 1 in 1,900. When a woman reaches her 50s, that goes down to 1 in 3,039, so 1,300 or 1,340 women to save one life. And then in their 60s, it's 1 in 377. So as a woman gets older, the screening test becomes much more accurate at identifying those that have breast cancer and reducing the numbers that may end up with positive tests when they were not positive. And so she says in this article, she claims that one quarter of all the, so one in four women whose cancers are detected by mammography would not have this particular cancer develop into anything serious where they would end up losing their life or requiring a mammogram. And those women, that 1 in 4 or 25%, would end up with needless mastectomies or lumpectomies. That was what she was writing, whereas the Canadian Breast Cancer Foundation is saying, well, that's closer to 1 in 10. But even so, 1 out of every 10 women may end up, when you screen them that and they're found to be positive, may end up with a mastectomy that they don't need. So this is where I think it's very important to where we have to look at the evidence and conclude that what we assume to be unassailable, that is, this is an emotionally charged issue, and so people end up protecting what they think is going to be helpful for them, and understandably so, but we can't always assume that screening becomes an unassailable thing. It's not as useful. It's not useful when we try to determine whether something works or not. That's part of scientific investigation, is to question what we assume to always be true.
And so for people under 50 in particular, it's less effective? Is that what it's saying?
For people under 50, it is less effective. And the evidence is that the screening is not, at least what is claimed in this particular article, the screening is not as beneficial because you have to screen a lot of women before you even find one positive test. And then out of those positive tests, 1 in 4 may end up being not necessary to do. That is not necessary to do these investigations. And so part of this then is becomes in the U.S., when this was reported by the U.S. Preventive Task Force that was commissioned by President Obama to actually look at this issue, and they came up with these conclusions, they were assailed as being idiots. They were literally called idiots. That's how emotionally charged this was. Instead of looking at the information and by not acknowledging the flaws of screening, and by no means am I saying don't screen. It's not the issue. The issue is we have to look at this and say, what is it that we're doing and what can we do better? And if we don't do that, if we don't question what we're doing, how many people are going to be harmed by this? That's a valid question to ask. And isn't one of the central tenets of medicine is to do no harm. So by slamming down or name-calling or saying we completely disagree with you, but not citing evidence to support it, mainly reacting emotionally, you may actually be harming people by doing that. So this simply brings up the issue of looking at the data, continuing to analyze it, and developing a means where you can reduce the risk to women of having unnecessary procedures done, and at the same time, really identifying those that do need the procedures to save their lives. And that's what's trying to be talked about here. But in some ways, the minute you start questioning an established dogma, you get shut down.